Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Criminals sell tourists' SIM cards and steal their passport data. In their quest for affordable internet access, many tourists opt to purchase local SIM cards from dubious or unauthorized vendors, which puts them at risk of scams and potential threats to their privacy and finances. While traveling abroad, tourists often use a local SIM card to avoid expensive roaming charges and maintain a local phone number, since international roaming plans with your current provider could be extremely expensive. So, in order to avoid high roaming charges and have reliable data and calling access while traveling internationally, it's generally recommended to use a local SIM card or an international SIM card instead of relying solely on your home carrier's roaming options. In many popular tourist hotspots worldwide, in order to acquire and register a new SIM card, travelers are required to present a passport or national identification card. India to provide tourists with free SIM cards. Yes, free. India's Ministry of Tourism is offering free SIM cards for tourists' mobile phones upon arrival in India for travelers on an e-visa. In their quest for affordable internet access, many tourists opt to purchase local SIM cards from dubious or unauthorized vendors, which puts them at risk of scams and potential threats to their privacy and finances. The registration of newly acquired SIM cards is mandatory in many popular travel destinations, such as Thailand, France, Spain, Italy, Kenya, Morocco, Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Australia. Travelers heading to these regions should be particularly cautious, as purchasing a physical SIM card from an unreliable source and providing identification could result in fraudulent activities. Registering a SIM card serves a beneficial purpose. It aids in the fight against criminal activities, bolsters national security, and helps prevent the misuse of mobile communications for unlawful activities. However, criminals exploit this requirement to gather information from travelers' passports and profit at their expense. Therefore, it is crucial not to place blind trust in the first SIM card vendor encountered outside an airport or train station. Passports and various identification documents hold extremely sensitive personal information, including full name, date of birth, nationality, passport number, and personal identification number. Criminal elements may exploit this information to access their victims' bank accounts, apply for credit, engage in criminal activities under the name of the passport holder, or sell personal data to third parties. Such information can also facilitate identity theft, phishing attempts, or other fraudulent schemes. There are also vendors who provide pre-registered SIM cards, which may appear to be a convenient and privacy-conscious choice. However, these SIM cards are sometimes linked to another person's identity, which is illegal, potentially making you liable for identity theft. How to mitigate risks associated with SIM registration? To reduce risks linked to SIM registration in popular travel destinations, the following precautionary steps are recommended. Utilize eSIM mobile internet service providers. Opting for mobile internet plans from a travel eSIM provider is a secure and straightforward choice. Certain wireless providers also offer integrated anti-malware protection tools to safeguard against cyber threats during your travels. Purchase SIM cards from authorized vendors. Always acquire SIM cards from mobile provider stores located in airports, official outlets, carriers, or other authorized sellers to guarantee that the card is authentic, properly registered, and compliant with legal standards. Confirm the registration process. Verify that the SIM card is registered under your name using valid identification, and ensure you receive confirmation from the mobile provider that the registration has been successfully completed and is legitimate. Keep an eye on your accounts. After registering a new SIM, regularly check your bank accounts and phone bills for any unusual activity. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.